So the second factor. One may contemplate thus. My body constantly streams forth malodorous filth from 9 apertures. Actually, it's 10 if you're a woman. Hence it may be that the Bodhi resolve is generated on account of having generated renunciation. My body constantly streams forth malodorous filth from 9 apertures. Hence it may be on account of having generated renunciation that the Bodhi resolve comes about. So this may well be familiar from the tradition. Remember Shantideva's bag of pus and filth from the Gurchari Avatar? It's very easy to think that the aim is to horrify. But it isn't to horrify, really, but to encourage a balanced view. To broaden us out from the tendency that we have to just hold on to the attractive sides of experience. In Living with Awareness, I really like how Bhante points out how selective craving is and how selective aversion is. How we can tend not to allow in the unpleasant side or the less than savoury side of our current favourite person, or not to let in actually the good points of our current unfavourite person. Welcome to the metta-bhavana, you know. So this selectiveness in looking at the world fuels greed, hatred and delusion. If we saw that attractive object in all its aspects, including its capacity to disappoint, we wouldn't be so drawn to it, or at least not so intoxicatingly so. That's the point. Don't be intoxicated about things. Enjoy the attractive. Enjoy the beautiful. Love it. After all, it's passing. But don't be caught up in it. Don't lose your way in it. So he's urging us not to turn away, not from the body. After all, it's the vehicle for this precious opportunity of a human life, but from intoxication with what it can offer us, or from disgust at how it can be. So he's asking us to question experience as it presents to us, recognising where our feeling has already been formed by samsaras, withdrawing from what's not so helpful to clear-sightedness, to a balanced view. So the third factor. He says, one may contemplate this. My body is possessed by covetousness, hatred, delusion, and countless afflictions which burn up the wholesome mind. Hence it may be out of a desire to be rid of this circumstance that the Bodhi resolve is generated. So mental states arise out of sense consciousness, whether of the physical senses or of the mind. And he's saying negative mental states arise through unfettered, unrestrained, untrained indulgence in the feelings provoked by sense consciousness. These can burn up the wholesome mind. What potent image I think that is. And again, it reminds me of Bhante saying this thing about don't think small things don't matter. If they have an effect, they're not small things. And the senses can be potent in their urging, whether that's, you know, an itch to scratch it, or an idea to insist on. They can get hold of us, and they can overwhelm our continuity of purpose. They can overwhelm our sampajana. The other line from Bhante that this reminded me of was distinguish fact from value judgment. What a beauty that is. Distinguish fact from value judgment. How many times in the day do I need to remember that? Distinguish fact from value judgment. So, you know, it's raining doesn't mean the weather is bad. Simple as that, really. So let's be aware of how we colour our experience with our mood. It's only that, in many ways. It's not a very dependable way to colour your experience by your mood. So that's what he's saying. So this factor, among other things, asks for apamada, for heedfulness, for alertness, to bring an ethical sensitivity to our actions of body, speech and mind. It asks us to remember that actions have consequences. And that's not an abstract thing. That's not a theoretical thing.